Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. And my name is Catherine Hahn, and I am an angelic energy healer, a spiritual teacher and coach, and an angelic channel. So before we move on to the energy of the week, if you'd like to receive some guidance or messages, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on that keypad so that we know that you want to be live on air. All right. So this week, Archangel Ariel and Archangel Samuel are stepping forward for us for our energy of the week. And this energy is about manifesting. You know, this month is a great month of change and things moving forward. And Archangel Ariel wants us to remember that, you know, they know what we want. You know, they know our desires, especially if you have, you know, done your intentions, set your intentions to the universe, to the divine, letting them know what you want. And, you know, it's a reminder for us to let go of the expectations of how that's going to unfold. So, you know, and by doing that, we, you know, we let in that energy of the magic, you know, just seeing all the magic that's going to come into our lives. Because when we are focused on our outcomes and focused on our next steps and just how we think things are going to happen, we miss the signs that are always around us. We miss those things that are coming in. Yes, those you know, those things that you manifested are going to come in, but you know, in the process, you're going to miss all the different signs that the angels are sending you along the way when we're so focused on how we expect things to happen so that we could get to those things that we manifest. So, you know, call on Archangel Ariel, and she'll help you to go of those expectations, let go of how we think things are going to happen for us. Now, Archangel Samuel is also stepping forward for us because this week is about being patient with those things that we want to manifest, but also to love ourselves. And I really love how the energy of the week matches with what I'm going to be talking about today. And, you know, he wants us to remember that we need to really love ourselves to really receive that energy that comes to us, the energy that's there for us. And when we love ourselves, we really truly understand who we truly are. And we're going to talk more about that as well. And, you know, loving ourselves is not just about the surface loving ourselves, you know, the conscious part. But it's really the digging deep into who we truly are, like really loving ourselves, really understanding that we are amazing and that we are magnificent. So, you know, call on Archangel Shamuel and he'll help you to understand how you can do that. And it's also about self-love this week. So some of you may feel this heavier energy because what's going to be happening is there's going to be a lot of change happening very soon. Towards the end of the week, expect some changes in your life. And when that happens, we tend to have this this heavier energy right before because it's about letting go of those things that no longer serve us. So we need to do the we need to do that work of healing and letting go, of releasing. Last week we talked about limiting beliefs and those things that no longer serve us. So we need to let go of those things that we don't, that doesn't serve us. So those things that may come up in our minds, our hearts, those things that are not who we are. Because remember, we're perfect souls and we're magnificent and amazing, and the divine and angels are always there to help us to remember who we truly are. So those things that come up, the mind chatter that comes up about those criticisms, the fears, the doubts that come up, write them down and make sure to let that go. And you can have Archangel Shamuel as well as Archangel Raphael to help you to let those things go. And making sure to fill your energy with the positive, you know, who you are, how amazing you are in all the different areas of your life. And that when you do that, you really shift the energy. You know, you'll feel that energy shift. You'll feel happier and lighter. And that is part of loving yourself as well. So, keep doing that work, and you know, those things that you want to manifest, it's going to happen. And when we follow what the angels tell us, and when we really follow our intuition as well, things happen a lot quicker. So, you know, go with the flow, be patient. And, you know, when you find, you know, when you feel any resistance or any stress, that means that you're veering off of being in alignment. So, you know, be sure to really tune into yourself, to meditate, and, you know, find that center again, to find that peace and understanding who you truly are. All right, so that is the energy of the week. And if you'd like to talk about the energy, if you've been feeling it this past weekend, some people feel it a week before. I tend to feel it right before the show, which is, it really helps to understand what I need to talk about on the show when it comes to the energy of the week. If you'd like to talk about that, be sure to dial in at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press that one on the keypad so that you can speak with me. Awesome. So today we are talking about, first off, happy Valentine's week. And I'm excited. I love Valentine's Day, Valentine's week. And not really for Valentine's Day itself, but on Valentine's Day is when I got married, and it's been 15 years now, so it's been a while, and it went by fast. But you know, it really is a wonderful week and a wonderful month for me. Like I truly love the month of February. And a lot of times what happens is lots of different changes happen in February. And it's been like that the last few years. So I just love February, and you know, this month is going to be a great change for a lot of people, a lot of movement, and so I'm so excited about that. And you know, today we're talking about loving yourself. And when I talk about loving yourself, you know, you may be telling me, you know, Catherine, I already love myself. You know, what are you talking about? And when it comes to loving yourself, it's really truly about loving yourself truly, like in the divine sense. So, you know, the divine always wants you to know that you are magnificent, you are amazing. You know, you can do anything that you want, and you can create anything you want. And so, you know, when it comes to loving yourself, you know, it's about setting aside the ego, setting aside those fears and doubts and the self-criticisms. So if you have anything like, if you criticize yourself in any way, you know, how you look, how you dress, how you talk, you know, those type of things, those are some things that you need to work on and let go of. And, you know, those are areas that you need to heal to really, truly love yourself. So, you know, if there's any of those things that happen within you, you know, you're, you know, criticizing yourself about how you look or how you need to lose weight or how you need to do better at certain things. First off, recognize those things that you're telling yourself, and then you need to switch that energy. So you need to tell yourself, no, that's not who I truly am. Who I truly am is I'm amazing. I am enough. You know, people will accept me for who I truly am. When it comes to, also, I forgot to mention that if you'd like to ask questions, you can also do that in our chat room, which has a lot of people in it right now. So you can go to psychictalk.net/live, and under the player is the chat room, so you can ask questions there. And hello, everyone who is on there. And thank you, Vivian, for that. Yes, 15th anniversary. And so, you know, when it comes to, and this is why I really wanted to talk about this on the show, because, you know, a lot of times we say that we love ourselves and we say that we, you know, we're doing those things that we love. We're doing the things that we are passionate about. But, you know, we have to really look into the deeper inner beliefs that we have. So also this includes, you know, how we're judging ourselves and how we're also judging others. Because when we judge others, it's actually a reflection on us. It's like a mirror. So judging other people, but it's coming back at us because it's actually about us. So really look into that as well, you know, really dig deep into that. Are we judging others on how they look, how they dress, how they talk? And, you know, see how that really reflects on you and how that is about you. And then really heal that, let that go and heal that belief, because it's really about having that firm foundation about who you truly are and about really loving yourself. So, you know, I talked about my anniversary and with my husband, and in the 15 years that we've been married, we've been through a lot. We've you know, we've had our losses of, and then my twins came really early, so we've had challenges there. And during that time, I myself did lose myself a little bit. You know, I had a sense of loss and a sense of a loss of who I was. So some, the thing is, when you have, you know, when you go through those things, when you go through those losses, you know, you do lose a part of yourself. You get stuck, and you know, I felt really stuck, and I felt lost. And but the angels, what they were reminding me was of who I was. So, you know, before I got married, before I met my husband, you know, and before I even knew what manifesting was, apparently, you know, in junior high, I was manifesting and didn't even know it, because when I, you know, in junior high, I was, you know, going to church and doing all these things. And I really felt that the first person I met was the person I was supposed to marry. And so, you know, I told the divine, that's what I want. The first person that I meet is the person that I want to marry. So apparently I was manifesting this. Didn't know that, you know, what manifesting was at that time. And then, you know, I didn't care about what other people thought. I didn't care about what, you know, even what my parents thought. You know, my parents would tell me all these different things to do these things in a certain way, or dress in a certain way, which was my mom. you know, go to school, to a certain school, or study a certain thing. And I was just like, no, you know, I'm going to do what I want when I want. And so, you know, I was just being who I truly was. And that's when, you know, I met my husband. That's when all these different things started to happen. And, you know, and, you know, that's one foundation that we have to have in order to bring in love into your life. So, I wanted to talk about loving yourself, you know, on this week of Valentine's Day, but also, you know, the angels brought it to my attention to bring it up, because, you know, it is a firm foundation that we need to have. You know, if you're looking for love, if you're even looking for friendships and any other kind of relationship, we really need to have that strong foundation of loving ourselves. Because if we don't truly love ourselves, we're going to waver, and we're going to get all of these different beliefs from all these other different people that come into our lives. And they're going to have their own thoughts and own beliefs that they bring to you. And so it's really important for us to know who we truly are before we have that relationship of whether it's having a spouse or, you know, friendships, you know, best friend friendships, things like that. So, and when we do that, when we have that strong foundation, that's when we energetically send out to the world that we are ready for that love, for those friendships, and the right ones. So, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I get those calls and people sending me messages, clients wanting to know, you know, why is it that I'm not getting the right people into my life? Why is it that I'm not getting like-minded people into my life? Or why is it that I'm not finding the community with the like-minded people in our life? So, you know, I always tell them it's about knowing who you truly are, but also really truly loving yourself, loving how amazing you are, just because of who you are, not because of what others tell you, not because what society tells you to be, what media tells you to be, what your parents want you to be, not because of that, but because who you want, doing those things that you desire, doing those things that you are passionate about. And so, you know, it's really about knowing that, you know, you were born a certain way because you were meant to be that. You know, you were meant to do certain things. You're meant to, you have a purpose. You have certain gifts that other people don't have because it was meant for you. So really embrace yourself. Really embrace who you truly are. Really embrace and love who you are. And soon enough, and it can happen really quickly too, you will get all of these people attracted to you that are right for you. That, you know, whether it's that husband that you want, the Mr. Right, you know, that Mr. Right will find you when you send out that energy, that true energy of who you truly are. There's many people out there, you know, empaths, you know, we've talked about on my show. Empaths can really feel your energy. You know, if you're masking your energy, your true energy, you're masking yourself, who you truly are, they can sense that. They can, they'll know that you're not being who you truly are. So it's really getting into that energy of, you know, first healing yourself, letting go of those things that no longer serve you, and healing. And a lot of times when it comes to loving yourself, it's about doing a lot of the inner healing work, inner child work. So, you know, we have to really get into that energy and really ask the angels to help you. Today, I forgot to mention, Herschel Angel Alexandra is stepping forward for us, as well as Archangel Shamuel. And this, you know, message is from them, you know, about loving yourself and truly understanding that who you are and who you were born as is what you're meant to be. So, you know, if you think about children, and I talked about this last week too, but, you know, I look at my children and they don't care, you know, what other people think. You know, they, the way they want to, they'll do the things they want to, they'll dress the way they want to. For instance, my boys, when it comes to their socks, they don't like match socks. it's so strange. But ever since they were younger, they just wanted to, you know, wear the socks that they wanted to wear. So, you know, one sock will be white and one sock will be a character on it that, you know, with a different color, completely different color. And that's just who they are. And so now, like, I don't even bother to match socks because, you know, it's like, whatever, they're going to wear what they want to wear. So, you know, it's about that childlike faith and childlike, just how children act. You know, we have to kind of go back to that and say, okay, it doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what other people think. And so, you know, going back to my story about, you know, after my loss, you know, having that sense of loss of who I was. Yes, and, you know, because of that, that my husband was telling me those things that other people were telling me were affecting me. There, you know, my thoughts were like, oh, maybe I need to be a certain way to be happier, or I need to act a certain way. But then, you know, as I started on my spiritual journey and really coming back to who I truly was, I was realizing, okay, I need to go back to who I was before I met my husband. When I was a child, and those things that I loved to do and those things that I loved about myself. So, you know, it was about remembering all those different things. So, I really, truly, like, it's, you know, it's passion and something that I love teaching about helping others to get back to who they are, you know, helping them to find their passions and helping them to understand, what it is that they love and what it is they desire for their life. And then also asking, again, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, you know, if you think about when you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? And maybe it's going back to those things too. So I hope that, you know, some of this resonated. I believe we have a few calls. I kind of like skipped over looking at everything, just talking about these things. And so let's get to the caller that's been on the longest. So what caller, what is your name, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Hello, caller. All right. Let's get to our next caller then. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? All right. Not sure what is going on here. All right. Well, so let's get to, hello. All right, Hello? Hi,
hey,
what is
you
your name and where are you calling from?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Desmond, how are you?
All right.
Great. So what would you like to talk about?
Say what I would like to talk about?
Yes.
Is it a topic? Because I know I heard the first couple of minutes you were talking about you can feel the energy.
Oh.
Energy.
Yes.
Or are you doing readings? What you want me to comment on the energy?
It's all up to you.
I do both. I could definitely feel the energy because I know at the end of the year it was somewhat stagnant for me. But now I see little
mm-hmm.
tricklings of things, you know, it's like particles moving slowly but surely, and they start speeding up over time, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I could definitely see
awesome.
The change coming tonight. So.
Awesome. All right.
So,
yeah,
so
what
I think
was your question?
My question is, I had a settlement come in, it's supposed to be in by now, and I don't know what's the delay. I called my lawyer last week, and I think it was yesterday. I talked to the secretary. He said he wasn't in, and I was wondering, you know, I haven't heard from him. Or, you know, they said it's supposed to be here on the 19th. I mean, do you know? Can you? I'm trying to see what's the hold up? What's the delay?
So I'm sorry, I didn't catch the beginning of what you said.
I had a settlement coming in, and I talked to him. Yeah, and it was supposed to be here already, so I don't know what's holding it up. They said it'd be here on the 19th, but, you know, I haven't heard from him. I think the secretary, they keep saying he's not in, so I don't know if he's dodging me because I have to always call him to convey message so I can get update on information, so I want to know if it's coming on in the post. Huh?
So what I feel that there are some things behind the scenes that aren't working as it should. So all you have to do is wait a little bit longer. But in the meantime, you know, keep working on your energy. You know, keep working on, you know, being excited for it. You know, being, you know, it's like the whole manifesting. You know, and you know, we can't focus on how it's going to happen, but focus on the end result. So focus on the outcome that it's going to come. So. And it will. You just have to be a little bit more patient. And that's part of the energy of the week as well, being patient. You know, focus on, and while you're being patient, there's a lot of different things you can do. You know, you can shift your energy of, you know, why? You know, why isn't it not coming? Why is this happening? But really loving yourself and just enjoying this time, you know, be in the moment. And, you know, enjoy time with friends, enjoy time with loved ones, and, you know, have that energy of gratitude. And soon, before you know it, it's going to happen.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful week. All right, so let's go on to our next caller. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tashi. I'm calling from California.
You say your name is Tashi?
Tasha.
Tasha. Hi, Tasha. How can I help you?
I wanted to see any messages you have for me.
What was that?
Any messages?
Oh, yes. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And Archangel Raphael wants you to know that you're doing a lot of work right now, it seems. And
yes.
So they're seeing, you know, he wants me to let you know that, you know, they see that. And it's awesome what you're doing right now. So keep that up. Also, know that things are going to start to happen. So Archangel Ariel is also stepping forward for you. And I know you have set some intentions of manifesting some things. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's about, you know, this week is going to be a little bit slower for you. So it's about being patient, but
okay.
Also really, truly loving yourself this week. And then, you know, those things that come up for you, like those limiting beliefs that come up,
mm-hmm.
be sure to be forgiving for yourself, of yourself. You know, let it go. You know, give it to the angels, and you know, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, and because you know they're there to all teach us lessons when it comes to these limiting beliefs and. Those things that you've experienced in the past, they're all lessons. So we have to really take them as lessons and just know that things are happening. So this week, you know, just do a lot of self-care, lots of things that you love to do. And then, yeah, the magic's going to happen. You just have to let it unfold.
Okay.
All right.
Could they let me know far as Andrew let me know far as my health? Would I overcome this, or this is something
I
have to deal with?
So a lot of it is moving forward. So you're actually getting better.
Okay.
What I hear is some energy healing that you might want to look into. You know, and you can also go to if you go to my page, my on Psychic Talk Network, I do offer energy healing as well. You know, if you want to contact me, we can work on that, and it'll help you to really release those things and do some more healing on an energetic level for you.
Okay.
All right, but I feel a lot of positive energy from you. So you know, you are doing a lot of work and it's really helping. So just keep doing that and, you know, do a lot of stuff for yourself this week.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
You are welcome. Have a wonderful week. Awesome. So before we go on to other callers, I believe we have a question in the chat room from Define Chatter. And it says, my question is, do you think I will have my trust back after meeting people that destroyed me? I lost myself. Yes. So I'm glad you're asking this this week. It actually goes along with the topic that we are talking about. And it's about really, truly finding yourself and really understanding how amazing you are. You know, there are things that people have said. There are things that people have, you know, they hurt you a lot, and I really feel it in my heart right now for you. But it's really going back to knowing who you are, you know, understanding that you are amazing and you're magnificent, and understanding that you're here for a purpose. And so you're still there. It's just really realizing and understanding that those things that people have said about you, it's not who you are. It's, you know, you to really dig deep, you know, go into meditation, do some journaling, and really write down those things, what you are. You know, start with I am. You know, all the affirmations that about how you're amazing you are, how magnificent you are, how good you are with all these different things. You know, you are good enough. You're amazing, actually. Everyone's amazing. You have to really find that within you, though. So, you know, I do hear Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And, you know, he's telling you that there is some you know, past healing work that you need to do. But it's all about writing those limiting beliefs down and then ripping it up and then just filling your energy with the amazing person you are. So I really hope that helps. You know, in just know that you are amazing, and just know that, and tell yourself that every single day, I'm amazing. You know, what, you know, if you're spending time with family members, tell yourself how amazing you are for spending time with your family or your, you know, or friends. And if you're doing chores, amazing, you're amazing at doing these certain things. So everything that you're doing in your life, be sure to fill that with just how amazing you are. And soon enough, your mindset's going to change into that positive, and you're going to get that energy flowing within you, and it's going to feel amazing and very soon. And then that's when things are going to happen. Things are going to come into your life. People are going to come into your life that are aligned with you, and it's going to it's just going to feel amazing. And I'm really excited for you, actually. I'm feeling it within my heart as well. You know, keep that mindset of I am amazing. Write it down on a post-it note and post it everywhere if that's going to help. So I hope that helps, Divine Chatter. And anyone else, if you're in the chat room and you have questions, feel free to post. I will be checking there now that I went off on my rant of loving yourself. But, you know, this week, you know, I want you to, you know, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, you know, if you are with someone that you love, you know, really look into, you know, really be sure that you love yourself first. You know, you truly love yourself, because a lot of the issues that you may be having with your spouse, with your partner, significant other, could be because of those limiting beliefs that are coming up because of what they're telling you or what others are telling you, and you're taking that in, that energy in, for yourself. And so, you know, if you're, you know, with someone, you know, that's wonderful, but, you know, really go back to that firm foundation, that foundation of loving yourself, of knowing who you truly are, how amazing you are, how you're here a reason, and you are needed. You know, and I want everyone to know that you are needed for so many different things to really impact this world. So, you know, be sure to go to that. And then also for those people who are not attached, really look at your foundation. Is it strong enough? Is it a brick where if someone came into your life today, will you be able to stand firm? Will you be able to not be swayed by, you know, beliefs of others? You know, if your significant other were to tell you, oh, you need to lose weight, is that going to affect you? Is that, are you going to be like, oh, maybe I do have to, you know, or are you going to say, no, I love myself for who I am. So if you can't love me for who I am, well, then too bad. So it's really about loving yourself, truly, truly loving yourself. And it's so important so that, you know, you can be who you're meant to be, who you are, and understanding and living a life of joy and happiness. To our next caller. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm calling from Nevada.
Hello, Michael. How can I help you?
Yes. Well, I've got two job offers. Well, the other one is coming this week. And one is a sales position, work from home with a nice base and so forth. And then the other one's a much lower base, but going to an office. And I was curious if you intuitively feel one is better than the other.
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Uriel stepping forward for you. And Archangel Raphael really wants you to know that, you know, he wants you to compare those two jobs and really feel into the energy of them. So when you say them out loud, what do you feel? How do you feel? Is it you, what you really want? So, you know, really do that. And then also Archangel Uriel is stepping forward for you because he's coming to you to give you clarity on what it is that you truly want. So call on both of them, and they're going to help you to understand which one it is that you really, really want. So it's about your passions, your desires, not just about settling into a job because of certain things that you love about it, but really understanding what you really want in life. So, you know, calling them. Also, if you have any questions about the job offers, you know, don't be afraid to ask the people offering you the job the different questions that come up for you. So that you have more clarity on what it is that the job entails.
Got it. Makes perfect sense.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's get to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Charlotte calling from Utah.
Hi, Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. So I've got a great energy question, or maybe it's a message question. So keeping in mind that not everything means something, this morning I knocked my favorite crystal off my nightstand and broke it. And when I bent over to pick up the piece, I stuck my hair in my candle and caught my hair on fire.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
So, am I getting the message
morning.
Here, or am I just having a really kind of crap morning, which is actually, it's kind of a funny morning now that it's, you know, now that my hair is not on fire anymore, but.
Well, first off, you know, I'm glad you're laughing about this because, you know, for some people, it would have stayed with them all day long, you know, and just been, you know, bad mood. So good job on, you know, switching the energy around for yourself. So that you can laugh about it. But, you know, I think a lot of it is, now I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you as well as Archangel Gabriel. And a lot of it is similar messages to what I shared with you before. But also, you know, it's about, you know, slowing down a little bit, Charlotte. So, were you trying to get up pretty quickly this morning?
No, not really. I was just kind of normal morning, just, you know, yeah, just normal morning. I think I went to reach for my cell phone or something and bumped my crystal and it hit something just right and took a big chunk out of it. And as I was bending over to the chunk that fell off, I was inadvertently sticking my hair in my candle that I had just lit to dispel some of the stale winter air, you know, because you can't open the windows when it's 2 degrees outside. So, yeah, no, so but, really, just I was just like, what the heck?
Well, what I'm hearing for you is, you know, this week is going to be a time for you to slow down just a little bit. So I know that you're trying to, what they're telling me is you're trying to do a lot of things for yourself when it comes to your personal life and business and work. And so, you know, you have a lot going on, but they want you to slow down and take some time to really connect with the energy and also to connect with the divine. So they really want you to do that and to really feel into their energy. You're going to really feel a lot of love from them this week, especially with it being Valentine's week. They're showing me a lot of love. Archangel Shamuel is going to be there with you as well, so be sure to call on him. And yeah, it's really about going into your heart space and really feeling into that love. And then when you do that, you're going to understand that you are meant to do so much. You're meant to do so many of those things that you are passionate about and that you desire. But yeah, it's about, you know, really loving yourself, you know, truly loving yourself, you know, understanding how amazing you are, how, you know, and you're seeing that, you're seeing your intuition come up, you're seeing a lot of different things happen for yourself. So you have to really love yourself and cherish all those things that are coming into your life. And when you do, you switch that energy into the positive. So it's, you know, your mindset's going to be more positive and you're going to really feel that inner energy. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel a true sense of joy too. So really do a lot of meditating and tuning into yourself this week. And also, you know, don't forget to, you know, do the stuff that you love, you know, self-care. So, you know, slow down a little bit. I think that's what the message was this morning, even though you weren't going too fast.
But yeah, it's about really and truly loving yourself this week. So I hope that helps. And then also about sharing those things that you've experienced in those past, because when you actually share those things that you've learned, you're helping yourself, but also you're understanding what comes out of your mouth, like what you're saying. And if you really look into what you're saying, you're going to realize there are some things that you need to let go of and release by letting your true feelings out. So, you know, be sure to do that as well. So, yeah, I'm sending you lots of love and light and, you know, great job with, you know, handling it this morning.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, it's, you know.
Well,
I mean,
you know, there are
the crystal was the only one that got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, you know, a lot of people would have been grumpy all day because, you know, that happened. And then just, you know, weren't able to switch the energy around. But.
That's just so bizarre. How to get grumpy about that? I mean, that's seriously, that's one of those things where you do just have to go, are you kidding me? Seriously, my favorite crystal and my hair, really? Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And I hope you have a wonderful week.
Undoubtedly, Kindles Awareness Day, you know, is looming. My favorite day of the year. So,
remember, you know, do a lot of love on yourself. You know, buy yourself the box of chocolates and have a nice hot bath, you know, and really do those things that you love and, you know, just love on yourself.
I was thinking more about a big old bottle of Crown Royal, but chocolates work too.
Whatever floats your boat. All right. Well, have a great one this week.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so today just flew by, and so I totally forgot about the upcoming shows on Psychic Talk, so let's go through that. And so tomorrow, Vivian and Rose are back with Para 3, and they are going to talk about your first love. Who is it? So be sure to tune in with them, and you can call for a mini reading as well. On Thursday, Stephanie Mayo is back, and she is on Thursday, on Valentine's Day, and she's helping you connect with loved ones on the other side. So be sure to tune in with her and call in if you would like to hear from your loved ones. And then on Friday, Dax and Rose are back, and they are talking about couples numerology. So be sure to tune in with them on compatible and challenge numbers. Awesome. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining us. And before we go, I want to share my own thing. So I'm actually giving a special out to all of our listeners. And the special is a buy one, get one. So if you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, you can find my healing sessions and my guidance sessions. And actually, they're both healing and guidance, 30-minute sessions as well as one-hour sessions. And so if you purchase a half-hour session, you'll get a half-hour session for free. And you can use it either for yourself, a Valentine's gift for yourself, or you can give it to someone else as a gift for Valentine's Day. So I'm going to have a special up. And then also, you know, when you do that purchase, you can purchase either through me, you can contact me, or through the site, and then just letting me know that you did so that I can put you down for a second session. And, so it's a great gift for yourself or for someone else. And, you know, I wanted to do this as a Valentine's / anniversary gift for all of you because, you know, Valentine's Day can be hard for some people. And, you know, and it's about giving. You know, I love giving. And, you know, I do channel the readings on my Facebook page, my public page. And, you know, I wanted to do this for all of you. So be sure to go to psychictalk.net/Catherine for those sessions. And they are specially priced for our listeners. So be sure to check that out. Also, just want to let you know, I do live channelings on my my public page. So if you go to psychic talk or facebook.com/intuitivehealer and life coach Cath, you will find my page. And on that page, I have daily channel messages, as well as once or twice a week, I go on live and do live readings. So if you are needing an extra message or two, be sure to connect with me there. Also, next week, I will be back with my series on discovering who you truly are. And we are talking about your power and strength. So be sure to connect with me there. And we're going to be talking about a lot of wonderful things. I'm not quite sure who is going to show up for that just yet when it comes to the angels, but I know the angels will be there to join us, as well as the energy of the weekend. I already feel that it's going to be a powerful one, especially after this week. We talked about loving yourself and getting ready for that change that's going to happen. And with February almost gone, it's coming. So I want to thank everyone. And I am sending everyone lots of love and light. And, you know, this week also, you know, with the energy, it's still talking about, you know, sharing those experiences that you've gone through and sharing your feelings. And when we share our feelings with others, you see those things that come up for you that you need to let go of. So if you have a loved one or someone you could share with, you know, your true feelings, you know, be sure to reach out to them. And also, you know, if you don't, yeah, I'm always available as well. So, you know, you can always contact me through Facebook or through a Psychic Talk page. I also have my shows page as well. And you can always contact me and really know that I'll be there to listen to those things that you're going through. So, be sure to connect with me if that is something that you need. So I want to send everyone lots of love and light, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye for now.